Melco opens the Cyprus venue City of Dreams Mediterranean Casino. Melco, the gaming and entertainment operator, has recently opened its latest venue, the City of Dreams Mediterranean, CODM, casino resort in the town of Limassol in Cyprus. The operator boasts the €637 million CODM resort is one of the biggest land-based casinos, if not the largest in Europe. The gaming area covers 7,000 square meters, with 100 gaming tables and up to 1,000 gaming slot machines. Melco expects to host up to 300,000 visitors a year to the casino, and customers can enjoy facilities at the venue, which includes a 500-room luxury hotel. There is a swimming pool, sports facilities, and an amphitheater. Additionally, there are 8,000 square meters of event space, with plans for hosting concerts. Quote, City of Dreams Mediterranean gives Cyprus a new story to tell in premium luxury. It allows Cyprus to unlock new markets in Africa and the Middle East. Having a resort of this quality, with all its attractions, including the largest expo facilities on the island, opens multiple new possibilities. Lawrence Ho, chair and CEO of Melco Resorts and Entertainment. First Melco Resort outside of Asia. CEO of Melco Resorts, Lawrence Ho, said he first had the idea of building a casino resort in Cyprus when he attended a wedding in the country more than a decade ago. This is the first resort that Melco has opened outside of Asia, and the opening completes a three-year building project. Leadership at the group believes it can become the premier gaming entertainment destination for European tourism while also attracting visitors from the Middle East. Unions plan protests. It is envisaged the CODM will employ up to 3,500 staff. However, the two unions that represent the employees, the Pancyprian Federation of Labor and the Democratic Labor Federation of Cyprus, have raised issues over some of the treatment of the casino staff. Both unions have indicated they plan to hold a series of protests at the casino resort starting on July 11. The Cypriot government has tried to intervene to mediate between Melco and the unions to try and find a solution going forward.